Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed, South Carolina. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio 2 minutes after the start of the 1 o'clock hour. Great to be with you again. Rob Brown and Diesel coming through your speakers right now. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks again to Todd Mack and the president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits for joining us on the show as local sports begin to make their return. We had the announcement yesterday on the broadcast that the Greenville Triumph will be welcoming fans to their home matches for the rest of the season. We will be able to attend Greenville Triumph games together for home matches moving forward. And we talked to the Swamp Rabbits just a minute ago, and their season will start on December 4th. So yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, local sports is on its way back. Most of those local sports will continue to have protocols in place that fans will be required to follow. Obviously, we will have to work for social distancing within the stadiums as we watch our sports. Masks will be required at the Triumph Games unless you are actively eating or drinking. You will have to be wearing a mask, but who cares? Who cares? You'll be able to watch live sports. So I am already very much looking forward to making all of our way back to Legacy Early College as we get to watch some Triumph soccer. And of course, we get hockey coming up at the end of the year. December 4th, we will get our local hockey back underneath this as we will all be able to gather together right there in the Bon Secours Wellness Center to watch the Swamp Rabbits take to the ice for the first time. Cannot wait for that. Diesel, I don't know about you, man. Even if you're not a big soccer guy, even if you're not a big hockey guy, it has got to be exciting to see that local sports are cautiously and safely starting to welcome fans back into the seats.
Dude, I love going to hockey games. I've never had a chance to go to an NHL game, but I love going to Swamp Rabbit games. I just wish I got to go to more because I'm always here. You know, I'm working late at night, Monday through Friday, so I can't go very often.
I would offer, Diesel, I would offer to fill in on your evening show on the planet so you could go to a hockey game. But that, of course, would mean that I couldn't go to a hockey game. So, you know, sacrifices, you know? Sacrifices.
Understood.
Sacrifices. But, yeah, we got local sports coming back. Super excited. I got to go to that Triumph game last week when they played Tormenta FC, a 1-0 victory. Goal came from J.J. Donnelly late in the match, 92nd minute in stoppage time when that goal was scored. And even though there were only about 30 people in the entire stadium, it was still crazy exciting when that goal got netted and it looked like the Triumph were going to be able to put away Tormenta and remain atop the USL League One standings. I cannot imagine what it is going to feel like when we finally get to attend a live soccer game and have a few thousand other friends there in attendance as well. I am greatly, greatly looking forward to it. Cannot wait to get back there. And again, it's exciting as we hit the point. As we hit the point that, college football is still up in the air. We don't know if we're, hell, we don't know if we're even going to have a season. Forget whether or not we are going to have fans in attendance. It's just nice to see that local teams are not only starting to come back. Like, that's obviously the exciting part. But as we are thinking about, concerned about, worried about the realities of sports moving forward, you have these organizations that understand that in order to not just get their sports back, but they have to really look after their fans, really look after the safety of the coaches, players, management, fans, administration, everybody top to bottom. You have to protect the environment that sports are taking place in, and the local teams seem that they are doing that. The local teams seem that they are very, very much concerned about making sure that not just they can get fans back into the stadiums, but making sure that those fans are safe, that those fans are taken care of, and that that we can continue to have fans. Because as we've talked about many, many times, it's not just getting the fans back, but it is creating an environment where those fans are safe. It is creating an environment where those fans are looked after, taken care of. All it's going to take is one breakout. All it's going to take is one spread of coronavirus within a single game, and we will lose those fans all around, for the, and their ability to go to games. It is mucho importante. And look, with all due respect, again, don't care how you feel about the virus. Don't care. Doesn't matter to me, with all due respect. Doesn't matter to me how you feel about the virus. The reality is, the only thing that actually matters in all of this is the risk that the virus poses in the eyes of those organizations. And if a hockey club or a soccer club, all the way up to an NFL team or a P5 college football team, looks out there and says, nope, there's just too much risk here, there's too much that could possibly go wrong, then all of that goes away. And all of that goes away very, very quickly. So, very proud of the triumph and the fact that they are welcoming fans back, but are doing so in a way where they are following protocols. Here's the deal. If you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't want to wear a mask and social distance, if you don't want to follow the protocols, that's fine. But do the rest of us a favor. Stay home. Don't come to games. Don't come to Triumph games. Don't come to Swamp Rabbit games. It's not because I don't want you there, okay? It's because all it's going to take is one outbreak, one set of issues, and all of it goes right back away. All of it goes right back away. And considering we've gone as long as we've gone without being able to go to sports, I don't want that to go back away, right? It's kind of that situation like an adult with a kid, right? You take the kid's toys away because they made a mess they didn't clean up. So you take their toys away, can't have your toys until you learn how to clean up and look after yourself. You can't have your toys back until I know that you are going to be responsible. Until I know you're going to clean up after yourselves, until I know that I'm not going to have to follow you around and be responsible for you, you can't have your toys back, okay? Well, we got our toys back, kids. We got our toys back. We get to go watch local sports again. Please, now that we have our toys back, don't make another mess. Because the second time that your toys get taken away, I don't know how it worked in your family, Diesel, but if your toys got taken away once because you screwed up, and then you screwed up again, and your toys got taken away a second time, they got taken away for good.
Yeah, you didn't get them back.
No. They were just gone. That's it. That's it. We told you 50 times to pick up your Legos. We took your Legos away. You told us you were going to put the Legos away. We gave you the Legos back. And you immediately just dumped the Legos all over the floor and left the Legos all over the floor. Well, guess what? You don't get the Legos back at all now. Okay? No Legos at all. Sorry. That's how it works. Don't dump our Legos all over the floor, y'all. Don't dump our Legos all over the floor. Please. We are begging you. We want our Legos back. We want to play Legos. And by Legos, obviously, I mean soccer and hockey and football and baseball and basketball and lacrosse and swimming and diving and track. You get what I'm saying. They're all Legos. Don't spill our Legos all over the floor and make us lose our Legos. Please. Please.
But you know how terrible people are. Somebody will knowingly go into a football game with fans around them and will knowingly get people sick because people are evil like that.
Yeah, look. I mean,
we had stories of people hacking on the produce at grocery stores, and you saw it multiple times because people are just terrible people.
I tell you this, Diesel. If you go to a hockey game and you start hacking up a lung on somebody sitting near you, they're going to get five for fighting because you're going to get clocked upside the dome. It's going to be a straight hockey fight, right? The point that I'm making here is, look, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. If you don't want to social distance, don't social distance. It's your life. What I am saying is, number one, you're the reason that we're looking at potentially no college football. Okay, I just need you to accept that. You don't have to like it. I know it seems mean. But if you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to social distance, okay, just recognize you're the reason that we might not have college football. You don't have to like it, but that's the truth. And number two, don't come to live sports. I have been saying since I got here, the thing I was most looking forward to about being here in the upstate was having a soccer team and a hockey team and a baseball team and tons of college football. I'm within 2 hours of two NFL teams. I'm within an hour or 2 hours of two NBA teams. I've got an MLB team just down the road. I have never lived in a place that opened up the door for so many live sports to me. It's never happened before. I've never been around this many live sports. Jacksonville, you know, we had a hockey team similar to the Swamp Rabbits. We had a baseball team. We had one NFL team, and they suck. I've never had access to sports like this. And so to lose that in the pandemic, absolutely heartbreaking to me. What I'm saying to you is we're getting them back. We're getting them back slowly but surely. If you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't want to social distance, please, I'm asking you nicely, don't come to the games because you may cause an outbreak and get it all canceled once again. And then you'll be mad as hell because we'll come in here the next day after the announcements get made and I'll say, hey guys, bad news to report. Remember back on August 10th or 11th when I told you the Triumph and the Swamp Rabbits were going to be playing? Well, now they're not again because some of y'all didn't want to wear a mask, social distance, and there was an outbreak. So now they have to close up shop again. I don't want to do that. You don't want to hear it, all right? Just do the right thing. That's all we're asking. Just please do the right thing. Quick break. College football talk when we come back. Maybe, things aren't quite as bad as they look like they might be yesterday. Breaking news out of the Big Ten. Maybe we aren't looking at cancellations. We'll address that when we return here in a minute. I'm Rob Brown. Deese was my co-host and producer back in the network studio. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Phone lines and text lines are now open. Give us a buzz, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN is the phone number to be a part of the show. You can text us at 71307. 71307 is the text number. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to Diesel and I and we can read it for you. 71307 is a text number. Start your text with ESPN. You can tweet us as well. The Twitter's open at The Rob Brown Show on Twitter. At The Rob Brown Show. You can also tweet Diesel at Diesel on Radio. At Diesel on Radio. If you'd like to tweet us, that's a good way to go about it. You could also tweet everybody at the station by tweeting at ESPN Upstate. At ESPN Upstate on Twitter. Got something a little more long format. You don't want to come on air with it. That's cool, too. You can very simply shoot me an email. Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com is the email address. There's all the ways for you to get in touch with us here on the broadcast today. 844-477-3776 is the phone number. A couple of texts before we talk some college football. I told you guys back at the beginning of last hour that over the last 24 hours, your boy's Amazon Prime account got hacked and somebody took themselves on a little shopping spree where they purchased a cat toy. They purchased 250 Breathe Right nasal strips. They purchased a $14 fake gold cubic zirconium girls necklace, and they purchased a gold glittery $8 iPhone case on my Amazon account. I obviously canceled them all, changed the password, did all the stuff to lock my account back down. But we got this text about it. Rob, given the history of the show, as it applies to your Amazon account, I would like to bring your attention to Exhibit A, the Ken Griffey Jr. cutout. Sounds suspicious. Rise, guys? Question mark. I'm going to go with no, Diesel, because I assume if the Rise guys got a hold of my Twitter or of my Amazon account, they would order far more nefarious things than a flippy floppy cat toy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to embarrass, like I said, you got to order some things that you're so embarrassed by, you're not even willing to call Amazon to dispute the charges.
Yeah. I need to cancel the order of this 55-gallon drum of personal lubricant, please. I have no need for that, and I don't know who ordered it. At ESPN, dumping Legos and smashing Journey albums right now. This guy texted me just to tell me that he's destroying things that I love. Don't break Journey albums. Send them to me. What's wrong? Diesel and I had a long conversation about the song Separate Ways by Journey. And then a separate discussion about how great of a frontman Steve Perry was, but never gets the credit for it. And now we have a texter who's gone out of his way to let me know that he's dumping Legos all over the floor and smashing Journey albums because of the show. That, Diesel, that's the type of loving relationship with the listeners we love to foster.
We do have the best listeners.
We really do. Really do. All right, let's talk some college football here. For just a second, breaking news out of the Big Ten, as we have learned now, Kirk Herbstreit has made his day on Twitter, his debut on Twitter for this glorious Tuesday afternoon. He tweeted not too long ago that, quote, to be clear regarding Big Ten football and their impending announcement, they are looking to, all caps, delay the start of the season. All caps again, not to cancel, end quote. So Herbie is now reporting that the Big Ten is not looking to cancel college football, but is instead looking to delay the start of the season. I heard Mark Ryan make a point on his show a few days, maybe it was last week, when this whole story broke out, right? We had the discussion about and Mark Ryan made the point, well, what's going to change between now and early September? Why not just go ahead and push the green button, tell everybody it's a go, and then make the changes again later as necessary? Well, I would respectfully answer my colleague by saying we don't know what's going to change. We have no idea what's going to change. What we know right now is that bubble systems work, right? Even if they are, to a lesser degree, isolated bubbles, right? The Greenville Triumph can play because, A, soccer is not nearly as high contact of a sport as football is, and, B, because for the most part, when you have professional players in attendance, you can look at them and go, guys, here's an easy decision for you to make. You have two options. You bubble up, you isolate yourself, and you stay separate from the world, or you don't play and you don't get paid. The choice is on you. For the most part, it works. It's not always going to work, right? The Cleveland Indians have sent two pitchers home in the last 2 days because when the Indians were up in Chi-Town for a series on the north side, they had a couple of pitchers go, screw quarantine, screw the bubble. They went out drinking in Chicago. Great drinking town, man. Great drinking city. They went out to the bars, so they got their asses sent home. And I suspect that there's going to be some monetary deficiencies in their bank account because of that. You can at least construct a semi-bubble. Can you do that with college ball? Maybe. Maybe to some degree. But it's far less likely that 18 to 22-year-old dudes who are not getting paid are going to go, yeah, you know, there's tons of college girls out at the bar willing to let me do body shots off of them today. I think I'll just sit here in this dorm with three other bros. I mean, Call of Duty's great, but if you gave me a choice as a 22-year-old between Call of Duty and going to hang out with some sorority girls in a bar, that decision was super easy for me, okay? Just was. Now, that's the big thing college football has to face, that the professional paid sports don't have to face. That's why it's a big discussion. But Herbie is now reporting that the Big Ten is not voting today to cancel their season, but instead to postpone it. Why postpone it? Well, who knows what developments we might have throughout the month of September, right? If you would have asked what's going to develop between a week ago and today? Well, the answer is now we're starting to see more cases in younger people of heart impacts, impacts on the actual physical heart of athletes who contract the coronavirus, some of which have said, I don't know if I'll be able to come back. I don't know if my heart will allow me to come back and play ball. What will happen between now and, say, September 26th as opposed to September 6th? Who knows? But that's kind of the point. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Oh, before we step out for a break, I will also let you know that now the discussion has shifted from the Big Ten to the Pac-12. They have moved from the Big Ten to the Pac-12. Why? Because the Pac-12, it is being reported by ESPN, is not looking at voting to delay the season. The Pac-12 today is voting on whether or not to straight up postpone it. So yesterday, the smoke was pointing to the direction of the Big Ten, saying it was the Big Ten that was looking at postponing the season. Now it appears to be the Big 12 moving in that direction. So, what are the responses of some of the college football athletes and coaches? Some of the athletic directors and university presidents? We'll get into that when we come back here in just a minute. I am Rob Brown. My man Diesel is my co-host and executive producer. Stick around, don't go anywhere. My name is Rob Brown, and this is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I got to tell you, the guy that I think has been most impressive through the last week and a half or so of discussion about the possibility of delaying or perhaps even canceling college football, the guys that have been most impressive are the players overall. I think the players themselves have conducted themselves in a way that is commendable. They have made their concerns and what they want to see in order to feel comfortable playing. They have made it crystal clear. They have been very concise. They have been very eloquent. And over the past week or so, one of the guys who has very much stepped up and taken a leadership role in all of that is Trevor Lawrence. I got to tell you, I've been talking for years about giving more centralized power over college football to the NCAA, giving them more power to accomplish and do more to the NCAA. But I also do like the concept of giving some of that same power to the players to have a little bit more control over the sport in which they are the product, right? I am all on board for that. And Trevor Lawrence seems to have really embraced doing just that. Trevor Lawrence seems to have really embraced being the guy who steps up and says, hey, look, man, we need players who are being the guy here. We need more players who are taking responsibility, taking leadership. Here's a couple of the things that Trevor Lawrence has had to say over the last day and a half or so since the discussions have started up about the possibility of football getting suspended. Here's Trevor Lawrence from Clemson.
When you go outside of these walls and you go get food, you go do anything, you're at just as much, if not more, risk. So that's the thing, that we feel safe here. We want to do what we love, have some normalcy. Things haven't been normal in a while, and just being out here practicing. We just love being out here, and it's been great. You know, not that many people usually enjoy fall camp, and I think the whole team has had fun. And I heard Coach Quinn saying, because you don't know, it might be your last day. So we're just soaking it up and hoping to get another day after that.
So there's Trevor Lawrence saying, hey, look, we don't want the season to be suspended. We don't want the season to not go through. We want everything to happen as normal. We just want to make sure that we are safe, that we are comfortable. Here's another bit of sound from Trevor Lawrence talking about the players that have been united, the players coming together to voice their opinions. Here's what Trevor Lawrence had to say.
Last night, through the past day, guys from across the country and organized something where we all agreed. We all said, hey, we want to play. That's the number one priority right now. You know, that's what we do. That's what we love to do. And we're just trying to have a shot. So I think that says a lot, that we could get a group from across the country, five different conferences, and we can agree on something and put something together in that amount of time. So, I mean, that's the main thing I want to say.
So he says, look, the players have done a phenomenal job uniting, and we're all behind each other. So the next question he got was, you know, the big concern is, are the players safe? Hang on, Trevor. You know, are the players safe? And here's what he had to say.
I think it's just that unity of football players. I mean, anyone that loves the game isn't just gonna give it up easily. And we think, just with the situation, we know it's not there's not an easy answer necessarily, but we really do feel safe here. And I know hopefully it's like that everywhere. We don't know other than what we have here, but we feel safe here. We feel safer here than anywhere else, honestly.
So I got those clips backwards. Sorry about that. That was Trevor saying that they feel safer in the facilities than they do anywhere else. Dabo Swinney, of course, came out and echoed that sentiment. Here's Coach Swinney.
You know, what we have going on right here right now is special. And, you know, this is the safest environment that we could have our guys, without a doubt. You know, as opposed to letting these guys all leave and go home and be in these environments where they're not getting tested, you know, every single week. They don't have the type of sanitized environment that we have here, mitigated environment that we have here. You know, the medical care, we haven't had a guy test positive, and we've had one since you know, early July. And we've been together every day and practicing, and that doesn't mean somebody can't get the virus, but our quarantining plan and how these guys are cared for.
So that's Dabo Swinney saying, look, the facilities are about as safe as anywhere. But what about the concept of players catching the virus? Coach Swinney says the virus is not going to go away because college football doesn't get played, and that's his best argument. Here's what he says there.
This virus, if we cancel football, the virus isn't going to go away. And it is fully my belief that these guys are safer here than without us. And not only are they safer here, mentally, it's better for them. And so just, you know, nobody has to be here. I don't have to be here. I have two kids on the team. I have a junior in high school playing high school football. So we all understand that there's risk. And if you told me we canceled football, that nobody get the virus, hey, I'd be the first person to sign up. But that's not reality. The virus isn't going away. It's going to still be here in the spring.
Yeah, and that's the big discussion, right? The big discussion is the fact that, look, playing football doesn't make the virus go away. Yeah, we know that, Coach. We're aware of that. Obviously, that's the case. The premise of not playing football is to mitigate the chances that the players don't catch it and have lifelong impact, those heart issues that have been discussed at length over the past few days. It's to avoid that. But again, I'm not saying, and I haven't said, and I will continue to not say, that not playing football is the answer. But playing football and drastically diminishing the chances that players get it is the answer. The problem is we just don't know if that is possible within the college football ranks, right? The NFL has options the NCAA and college football don't have. the MLB, same story. And they even then, even with the MLB, with guys making millions of dollars playing ball, they still have guys that are cutting corners, that are creating situations where they could create another outbreak. That is the concern. That's what these commissioners and these ADs are worried about. It's not, oh, if we don't play, the virus will go away. We know that. That's not a great argument. Question is, when you play, especially when you're playing other schools, I mean, it might be great that your facility is great. Let's assume that Coach Sweeney is correct. Nick Saban said the same thing. Coach Saban came out, and Nick Saban said, well, we have a smaller than 2% infection rate, which is better than most of the rest of the country. And he's correct in that, right? But what if LSU doesn't? What if Alabama doesn't? What if Auburn doesn't? Your guys are going to be face-to-face contact with those teams for 3.5 hours playing ball a few times throughout the course of the season. That is the other concern, right? It is one reason that Trevor Lawrence, and I fully have Trevor's back in this, is one of many players and representing many others who have spoken out and said, look, we want a universal protocol. We want every team in every conference to have to go through the same in-depth testing and protocols and procedures to ensure our safety. And it's the fact that that hasn't happened yet that has led to the vote today that the Pac-12 are going to make about whether or not they want to postpone the season indefinitely, i.e., cancel the season. I think Trevor Lawrence is doing a phenomenal job. I think Coach Sweeney is making the best argument that he can. And those arguments are going to be factored into whether or not the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12 decide to play. Again, looking like the Pac-12 might go ahead and pull out. If they do go ahead and ex-nay that season, will the other conferences follow suit, or will they decide to go in their own direction? Who knows? Who knows? But those arguments will be factored in. So I fully respect the fact that these guys are coming out and making these arguments to the best of their ability. But there's a lot more variables that have to be considered. Quick break. We'll be right back after this. My name is Rob Brown. My man Diesel's back in the network studio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on your smart speaker. Go to radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen, and you can click the purple play button to listen to the show live around the clock, or use our Radio Rewind feature. If you miss a single moment of the Rob Brown Show or Offsides with Mark Ryan, you can listen to them on radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen in the Radio Rewind feature up to 24 hours after they air. Or if you have a smart speaker, just say, hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she'll say,
"Bunk, playing ESPN Upstate now on radio.com.
Nailed it. That's exactly what she'll say. And then she'll play the soothing, seductive stylings of one Diesel on radio from noon to three every single weekday. It's that simple. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. It's what we're here for. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN is the phone number. 71307 is the text line. if you want to get through. You know, there is something that I have noticed, and Keegan sent us a text to 71307, start your text with ESPN. Keegan sent us a text that made me start thinking about this. Keegan texted in and said, "What do all of these stick-to-sports people say? When coaches, analysts, and sports figures all talk about how Trevor Lawrence has helped his draft stock by becoming a leader through this and the BLM situation." Keegan, that's a very good point, very good question. You know, it's funny, Diesel, because you and I have kind of had a hearty chuckle, so to speak, since I've gotten here about the sheer number of stick-to-sports messages that we get. We've gotten callers, we've gotten texters, emails, tweeters from people who are like, "Oh, Rob, we're tired of hearing about blank, hashtag stick to sports." I really haven't seen all that many people throwing a stick to sports at, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Dabo Swinney when they have decided to engage in the BLM discussion or engage in the COVID-19 discussion or really any other discussion. It really seems to only pertain to people like you and I, Diesel. I find that amusing, to tell you the truth. So that's it's a great question, Keegan. It's a good point. You know, I think Trevor Lawrence has been phenomenal this offseason, right? I think he's been great. I think the way that he has handled himself has been very impressive throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. I think the way that he not just became a leader, but you'll notice one of the things that has happened is that especially a handful, remember it was about a month and a half ago, that Clemson was one of the first schools that put together, organized and orchestrated by their football team, a BLM march and protest there on the campus at Clemson. And Trevor Lawrence was a huge part of that. But on top of that, you know what he did that was very impressive? He helped orchestrate it. He helped organize it. He knew the power that he had by being the, you know, Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And when he organized it and helped orchestrate it, he did it alongside other black teammates. And then when the time came, he stepped out of the way and he let those black teammates become the leaders, become the voices and the faces of what was happening at Clemson. He allowed them to utilize not just their platform as Clemson Tiger football players, but he allowed them to utilize his platform and his star power to help in their purpose. And I think that's awesome, right? I think that's fantastic for him. I think it's fantastic for Clemson. But what I noticed was that a lot of the Clemson Tiger fans who have reached out to Diesel and I over the past few months and said, "Hey, stick to sports, you losers." I didn't really hear them saying that Trevor Lawrence should stick to sports.
Yeah, it's different when it comes from the star athlete that you can't see yourself publicly shaming. People are fine, you know, publicly dogging us, and that's fine. We're big boys. That's what we do for a living. But somebody like Trevor Lawrence are like, "Oh, man, it's the quarterback that I love. I can't go after him. I can't go after my quarterback because then everybody's going to think I'm a bad fan." Guess what? You're a bad fan of sports if you go after a sports talk host telling him to stick to sports.
Yeah, not a lot of that fire being directed at old Trevor. A lot of the "I'll never watch another NFL team" guys not saying that they're going to walk away from Clemson either. Good point, Keegan. Appreciate that text. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. 71307 is the text line. Started at ESPN. Quick break back after this. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.